All right, we're back with the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we got one more great hour of mainstream jazz ahead of us. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you stick around. We've got some nice mainstream, straight-ahead modern jazz for you tonight in this second hour. And we're going to continue to highlight the records released on the Beehive label. And in this particular track, this is really going to be baritone madness if the liner notes are correct. We've got Nick Bignola, Ronnie Cuber, and Cecil Payne all on baritone sax. Now, Cecil Payne was the earliest boppers. He was in the 1946 Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, one of the first bop bands. We've got Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and the great drummer Jimmy Cobb, who spent a lot of time with Miles Davis. And this is a little thing put together by baritone man Nick Bignola called Nick Who's Blues. Wow, that was Baritone Madness, because we had three baritone sax players in the studios battling it out at one time. Nick Bignola, Ronnie Kuber, and Cecil Payne, all on baritone sax, with a fine rhythm section of Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Walter Booker on bass, who took a nice bass solo, fine work of Jimmy Cobb on drums. It was cut in New York in 1979 on our highlight label of the week, Beehive Records.
Well, next we'll hear from Jimmy Smith. It's from an LP entitled A History of Jimmy Smith, released on the Verve label in 1972. This is a collection of Jimmy's previous work that was released on previous albums. This particular tune is entitled The Sermon. And it was originally 20 minutes and 12 seconds long, which is a little bit too much for our format. This particular version is 7 minutes and 30 seconds, so it fits better. The original group, in addition to Jimmy on organ, had Lee Morgan on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Harold Brooks on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Art Blakey on drums. On this particular version, Lee Morgan, Lou Donaldson, and Harold Brooks are absent. And as it often is the case in these anthologies, the liner work on the album is sketchy. We know there's a guitar, it may be Kenny Burrell. We know there's drums, it may be Art Blakey. And they threw in a bass player for good measure. And so we really have no idea who's backing him up, but let's listen to the sermon. Thank you. It's a sermon featuring Jimmy Smith from an LP entitled A History of Jimmy Smith on the Verve label. In addition to Jimmy, we're speculating that was Kenny Burrell on guitar and Art Blakey on drums. And the addition of the bass player turns out to be a great idea as far as I'm concerned. And it also indicates that that wasn't just sliced out of the original 20-minute number. It was its own individual recording.
Well, we're going to continue to highlight the recordings that were put out by the Newman couple out of Evanston, Illinois, under the Beehive title. And this time they brought in the great trombone player Curtis Fuller to do a set. And Curtis decided to have Sal Nistico on tenor sax join him, along with Walter Bishop on Jr. on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Freddie Waits on drums. And this is Curtis's conception of the great Thelonious Monk tune, Blue Monk. Thank you. All right, that was a board fade. It wasn't in this studio. It was in the studio for the recordings of Beehive Records, and that was the classic Thelonious Monk composition, Blue Monk, headed up by Curtis Fuller on trombone. And along with Curtis, we had Sal Nistico on tenor sax, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Freddie Waits on drums, and some great acoustic bass work there by Sam Jones.
Well, next we'll hear from Horace Silver's group. This is from his LP entitled Song for My Father. It was released on the Blue Note label in 1964 and features Horace on piano along with Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. And this is a tune written by Horace, and he obviously wrote it before political correctness was roaming the land. It's called The Natives Are Restless.
Thank you.
was The Natives Are Restless, a tune written by Horace Silver and featured Horace on piano, Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums, from the LP entitled Song for My Father on the Blue Note label, released in 1964.
Well, the next track we're going to play is something by Clifford Jordan on tenor sax. And this is continuing to spotlight the recordings released on the Beehive label. And this is an interesting aggregation. This was cut in Chicago in 1981, and most of these people are Chicagoites. Along with Clifford Jordan on tenor sax, we have Von Freeman on tenor sax, who was a legend around Chicago for some 35, 40 years. The great Cy Tuff on bass trumpet, out of Chicago, who spent several years on the road with Woody Herman, big band. Norman Simmons on piano, a Chicago favorite. Victor Sproles on bass, and Walter Campbell on drums. This was cut in Chicago in 1981, and it's their version of John Lewis's composition, 2 degrees East, 3 degrees West. Thank you. right. That's a John Lewis composition. John Lewis was a pianist in the Modern Jazz Quartet, and that was 2 degrees east, 3 degrees west, with an all-star Chicago aggregation, including Cy Tuff on bass trumpet, Clifford Jordan and Von Freeman on tenor sax. Norman Simmons was a pianist and the arranger on that particular composition. Victor Sproles on bass and Wilbur Campbell on drums. It was cut in Chicago in 1981.
Well, next we'll hear from the Jerry Mulligan Sextet. This is from an LP entitled Jazz West Coast Volume 3. This was a series of LPs released on the Pacific Jazz label in the 1950s, and it became collectively known as Jazz Goes to High School. This particular number was recorded at Hoover High School in Los Angeles in 1955. In addition to Mulligan on baritone sax, we'll hear from John Eardley on trumpet, Bob Bruckmeyer on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Red Mitchell on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. This was one of the early additions to my collection, and I always thought that there's never been a better example of Bob Bruckmeyer's work than this, and I think he also inspired Zoot Sims to do likewise. Everything from the solos in the beginning to the exchange of ideas at the end, it doesn't get any better. So let's listen to a Harry Warren and Mack Gordon tune entitled There Will Never Be Another You. Yeah. They even fell into the net with Class. That was Jerry Mulligan Sextet. There you heard Mulligan on piano doing a yeoman's job, and John Eardley on trumpet, Bob Bruckmeyer on trombone, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Red Mitchell on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. And the tune was "That Will Never Be Another You," from the California Concert Series, recorded at Hoover High School in Los Angeles in 1955. And I don't think those high school kids ever got a better deal than that.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for a better part of the last 2 hours, and I hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream jazz we brought to you tonight. We bring it to you every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so I hope you'll join us again next week for some more fine swinging sounds. We're going to close out with a final album from the Beehive label, and this one was cut by Salvador, a great guitarist who spent quite a bit of time in the Stan Kenton band. And along with Sal on guitar, we've got the fine trombonist Eddie Burt. Nick Badola, the baritone sax player you heard earlier in the show, is here. And Derek Smith, great pianist out of England, on piano. Sam Jones on bass. And Mel Lewis, the co-leader of the Mel Lewis, Thad Jones big band that played at the Vanguard Village in New York City for many years, is on drums. And this is a classic composition written by Bronislaw Kaper from the movie of the same name that starred, I believe, Van Heflin and Lana Turner, on Green Dolphin Street. Thank you.